KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning, Nathan Zimmerman didn't hold the lead until the final hole at the 2019 Tournament of Champions. Zimmerman, who is representing the Trainer Recreation Area golf course, birdied the par 5 18th hole to turn a one-shot deficit into a one-shot victory in the championship division of the 61st annual event at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club yesterday. Jared Cook, representing Majestic Hills Golf Course in Denison, held at least a share of the tournament lead until that final hole. Cook bogeyed the 18th hole to give up his one-shot lead. Zimmerman hit a long second shot in the 18th after his tee shot went a little bit right. He then chipped up to within 2 feet to give himself the chance to roll in the birdie. Cook hit a great second shot that went just over the green. The chip hit on the collar of the green and ended up still about 15 feet from the hole. He rolled his putt to the right of the hole about 3 feet away and then rimmed out the par attempt that would have triggered a playoff with Zimmerman. Zimmerman finished the weekend at 6 under par 200. He shot rounds of 66, 69, and 65 to grab the victory. Cook finished at 5 under par 201 with rounds of 65, 68, and 68. Atlantic's Jake Olson finished third with a 2 under par 204 weekend total, Jake shooting a 68, 65, and a 71. Past champion Alex Beierlein was fourth overall, one over par with the 207 total. He had a strong final round of 64. Atlantic Zach Christensen and past champion Ron Peterson tied for fifth at plus two, 208. Christensen also had a final round of 64 on Sunday. The senior division was won for the second year in a row by Darren Baker of the Eagle Grove Golf Club. He shot a weekend total of 11 over par 217 to secure the win by 2 shots over past champion Rick Thompson. Baker had rounds of 73, 73, and 71. Don Newberry was third at plus 14. Jim Wood was fourth at plus 18. And Darrell Armstrong was fifth at plus 19. The Super Senior Division champion was decided by a playoff. Arnie Leistad and Jim Mullinex both finished 54 holes at plus 9, 215. Mullinex then defeated Leistad in a sudden-death playoff on the second hole to secure his first win at the T of C. Last year's champ John Wilmore finished third at plus 14, 220. Tournament was played in beautiful weather Friday and Saturday before rains rolled in on Sunday. That caused a several-hour delay in the start of the tournament, but they were able to complete it Sunday afternoon. Well, Patrick Reed rallied from a two-shot deficit with 3 straight putts on the back nine at Liberty National that allowed him to win the Northern Trust and end 16 months without winning on the PGA Tour since his Masters title. Reed closed with a 2-under 69 for a one-shot victory over Abraham Anser. That victory moves him to number 2 in the FedEx Cup, assuring that he'll be at the Tour Championship in 2 weeks for a shot at the $15 million prize. Iowa wide receiver Oliver Martin is waiting for the NCAA to decide if he can see the field this season. The Iowa City native transferred to Iowa from Michigan after spring drills. He appeared in all 13 games for the Wolverines and has applied for immediate eligibility.
It's been forwarded to the NCAA, and what happens thereafter, probably no way to predict like most things that go that direction. So, you know, just kind of wait patiently and see where it goes. But Oliver doesn't have any information. I have no information. So, you know, right now we'll just kind of wait and see how it all goes.
That's Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz, who's hopeful the sophomore will be able to play this season.
I'd like to be optimistic, but I don't have any grounds for that, nor do I have grounds to be pessimistic. So we'll just kind of wait and see what happens.
Ferentz says Martin has adapted well in practice.
We've known about Oliver for quite some time. He's a tremendous young person, and has been, I think, really warmly received by his teammates. He's earned their respect. He's doing a good job, and, you know, if he can get eligibility, you know, I certainly think he'll help our football team this year. If he doesn't, then we'll bank this year, use it as a learning year, and look forward to having him be with us next season.
Martin says he's just in a wait-and-see mode.
The case is what it is, and now it's kind of out of my hands. You know, it's external. You know, they're going to make a decision. It makes me a little anxious knowing it could go either way when I'm hopeful for getting my eligibility. But, I just know it's out of my hands at this point.
Transferring to Iowa was a chance for Martin to go home.
I'm very happy that I'm here. I think there's a lot of opportunity, and, you know, just being back in my hometown is really nice. You know, I've developed relationships with guys on the team, and I feel like I fit in really well. yeah, I'm just glad to be here.
Iowa opens up August 31st at home against Miami of Ohio. Iowa State middle linebacker Mike Rose admits that he surprised himself by how quickly he adopted to the college game. The native of Ohio started all 13 games last season as a true freshman and earned honorable mention all Big 12 honors after finishing fourth on the team in tackles.
I mean, you always got to have confidence in yourself. So, yeah, to that point, to a certain extent, yeah. But, you know, you always surprise yourself here and there. So, yeah. I'd say I surprised myself a little.
Rose is looking to take the next step this season as a player and as a team.
Taking more of a leadership role, just helping out whatever I need to do to help out this defense. You know, helping Will, Chandler, JT, whoever it's going to be out there, just helping them out. And, yeah, I mean, just leadership role and honestly just win more games than last year. Pretty simple.
Rose says he gained more confidence with each game last season.
Yeah, I think more and more every game. The more it's crazy what one game experience can do. So just every game, just more and more confidence. And, you know, even you got to be confident in yourself no matter what. But, I mean, the more experience you get, not the easier it gets, but you know what I'm saying. You know, more reps, you know, the more knowledge you get, all that makes it easier.
Cyclones will open up at home on August 31st, facing off against Northern Iowa. In NFL news, San Francisco 49ers tackle Sean Coleman will likely miss the entire season with a serious injury to his right leg suffered in their exhibition opener. The team said Coleman had surgery Sunday for a broken fibula and dislocated ankle. Coleman is expected to be placed on season-ending injured reserve. He was hurt on San Francisco's opening drive of the game Saturday night. Cornerback DeAndre Baker, the last of the New York Giants' first three first-round draft picks, sprained his left knee in practice Sunday. Baker injured that knee doing individual drills early in the non-contact portion of the workout. The Minnesota Vikings have acquired a new kicker in a trade with Baltimore. Kerr Vedvik has kicked and punted for the Ravens, which were set at the position with standouts Justin Tucker and Sam Cook. Vedvik spent the entire 2018 season on the non-football injury list for Baltimore after he was injured in an assault. In baseball, Lane Thomas hit a go-ahead grand slam in the seventh inning. Paul Goldschmidt and Dexter Fowler also homered as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 11-9 this Sunday. St. Louis rallied from an 8-4 deficit to sweep the three-game series and move into second place in the National League Central. They're two games back of the Chicago Cubs. Cubs were winners 6-3 over Cincinnati. Also, Atlanta beat Miami 5-4. Washington over the Mets 7-4. Colorado beat San Diego 8-3. The Dodgers over Arizona 9-3. And San Francisco beat Philadelphia 9-6. In the American League, Hunter Dozier and Jorge Soler each homered twice, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Detroit Tigers 10-2 for a split of their four-game series between the worst two teams in the AL Central. In other American League play, the Angels beat Boston in 10 innings, 5-4. Baltimore outscored Houston 8-7. Yankees beat Toronto 1-0. Cleveland beat Minnesota in 10 innings, 7-3. Oakland over the White Sox 2-0. And Tampa Bay beat Seattle 1-0. In interleague play, Texas a 1-0 winner over Milwaukee. And Kevin Harvick has won a NASCAR Cup race at Michigan International Speedway for the second straight year, giving him two victories this year and 47 in his career. The Stewart Haas Racing driver pulled away from the competition in his Ford and finished more than a second ahead of Denny Hamlin. Kyle Larson was third, followed by Martin Truex Jr., Daniel Suarez, and Kyle Busch in the Consumers Energy 400. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.